I was here from wrong, and I'll die in here. Seven.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Defender 7 Monday Night Broadcast with your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ornsby. Welcome. Before we get on with the show, need to read our disclaimer. For those of you new just tuning in to us, the views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, that being said, I need to go off on a little tangent rant right now, so just bear with me for a second. For those of you that are believing everything that this administration and Fauci is putting out and has been putting out since this farce of a scandemic, don't be dumb. Read between the lines. Stop being sheep. Stand up. Speak out. Is the original virus real? Yes, very real. But it's awful funny that it only attacked certain people. And it's awful funny that now the new variant, because they're running out of things to snowball you with. All I'm saying is, you know, just like we always say, and I just read our disclaimer, this is my thoughts, my opinion. Take it for what you want, but be a friggin' sheep. Don't fall into their bullshit lies. As far as I'm concerned, I think Fauci and the rest of this administration needs to take a long walk off a short pier. But again, my opinion. Now that I piss people off, welcome there, Colonel Kimberly Purvis.
Hello.
And welcome there, Lorna, Captain, or Major Lorna Munson, Slacker.
Major pain in the ass, Munson.
Yes, that too.
It's gagging.
I'm sorry. I had to go off on my tangent. My little
I missed
rant.
The first part.
Well, I was going to, before we get started, I was going to just go over some headline things just real quick. So far.
That's fine.
They're
this
up
is,
to.
You know, we do it all the time, Kim.
I know. Well, I got to take up some time because I know I'm not going to need 2 hours to go over all of this stuff anyway. So,
right.
They're up to 11 people dead now.
Yeah,
in the condo.
I saw that.
So, and then they're going to try and say climate change is the reason why the condo collapsed. So that will be my rant. Look, don't be friggin' stupid. They are trying to distract everybody over the audit in Arizona. So, yeah, I'm going to go right along with your little rant. The so-called Delta variant is supposed to be 60 times more contagious and deadlier. So here's the thing. There can be another strain. There can be, but here's the thing. In the UK, all the deaths that they've had from the Delta variant were all vaccinated people. A majority of them were vaccinated. All of the ones in India who died from the Delta variant were vaccinated. So, like we have been saying, it's up to you if you want to get that vaccine. But guess what? Not enough people got the vaccine, and we knew they were going to just miraculously spread some other bullshit, and the ones that's going to get knocked off are the ones who took the vaccine. So that's my little take on it.
Exactly, because they're still not believing that they're chipping them along with that poison.
Yeah, and there has been more and more coming out about the mRNA. It's supposed to do whatever to cop, you know. It's a load of crap.
So they can track everybody.
Yeah, and that's why the 5G towers, there is the little nanites in it, and it gets in, and you cannot get rid of them. Nobody's going to be chipped.
We can't say that because, you know, we're conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I know. See, someone doesn't believe me when I got into this discussion. My doctor finally admitted that because I got blood clots when I got COVID, that I would be stupid to take the COVID vaccine. Because people are the ones that are getting the blood clots, I guarantee you, the ones who actually got COVID and who had blood clots. That's why she won't. I can't even get my pneumonia vaccine, which has nothing to do with COVID or the vaccine. She won't let me take any more vaccines, period. So, and someone told me I was a liar. And
what does that tell you?
Oh, I know. It's all a load of crap. So California's going on their third lockdown because of the Delta variant. Michigan,
yeah.
I think it was Michigan, Wisconsin. Well, they're going to try to anyway. The UK, they're going to try and lock the UK down. No, they're getting ready to try it again.
Oh, it won't happen in this county. I don't know about the rest of the state. Maybe the bigger cities like Milwaukee and Madison, but not here.
Well, here's the thing. The world is catching on to the bullshit. Okay. We did not make a big deal of TB or the swine flu, which killed millions of people. And nothing was ever shut down. Not a damn thing. TB never goes away. A million people died in the U.S. last year. Roughly every year, almost a million people die a year from TB. But do you see anything with TB? No. So
it's
Australia
only what they want
got,
you to see.
Yeah. 2% of the new COVID cases in Australia is this so-called Delta variant. They're locking the whole country down. Over 2%. Increase. No, it's 2.7. My bad. In the UK, they're having protests about the lockdown and the bullshit because they're tired of it. And this is all one big, everybody knows when it's over. The Agenda 21, or now it's Agenda 2030 bullshit. And the Great Reset and all that crap, but they're still trying to do it. So,
They're running out of lies. They're running out of lies to tell people.
Yeah.
So the biggest and best lie is, hey, let's continue this variant bullshit.
Oh, and
they,
something else. There's two videos, at least two that I know of, two videos. I know, Bobby, you know about it. I already told you about them. That shows that the National Guard and the police department was called out to some a rich neighborhood with all the mansions, with all these people. And they said there was shots fired. The police and the National Guard confiscated all the weapons, but nobody got arrested. Okay. And the guy in the National Guard said he will shoot and kill any American. Now, here's the thing about that video. They pieced together, the person who did this, pieced together like four and five news clips from 2005 to 2011, different ones.
Right.
So it's bullshit. Do not believe it. See, they did confiscate weapons right before Hurricane Katrina. And I think it was because of the looting, and they figured people were going to loot and all that shit. So they started confiscating some weapons. And in this particular video, they actually show McCluskey, there, well, I don't know what his first name is, in St. Louis, who pulled his gun out on the BLM and Antifa rioters. But they showed him with his back to the camera. You could tell that's who that was, and you could tell it was his house. So this person's trying to instill fear and say, see, we told you the military's on our side. No, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And the other one was, oh shit, the one I sent you. Crap, I can't even think of what it was. But there's two videos about the same thing, pretty much the same thing. I noted this. It's from last year. You remember in Seattle when the police, the National Guard, all went back into Seattle to get the East Precinct back?
Yes.
Okay, and there was like six or seven. Oh, my God, you should have seen it. Well, anyway, someone from Antifa or from CHOP, whatever, was making the video. And the way he sounds, the kid's scared shitless. But the video was made last year when they took back Seattle. And people are trying to scare everybody about – they said that Seattle defunded their police. No, they didn't. They cut the budget by 20%, and that was it, which is stupid, but that's neither here nor there. But there is something that's I'm trying to find out more about it. You know all these states are saying they're going to defund the police? Because of all the so-called police violence, what this person is saying, because this happened with the SS. Okay, you got to think back in the 40s, 50s, whatever. What they did was they vilified the police departments. You defund the police, okay? Then they bring in their own Nazi cops. And what I mean by Nazi cops is if you think they're bad now and you want to complain about it, look how the Philippines, China, what other countries, Bobby? Have you seen how they handle criminals? They just don't care. And they'll beat them down right there in front of you. So that's what people are thinking is going to happen. And that's what I haven't found anything to that validity, but – you know what I'm saying, where the left says we need to get rid of all of the police. So why would they bring in their own little Nazi cops? So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really believe that, but the guy's got valid points, you know, because what the SS did was they shot people. They didn't care, guilty or not. You got shot and dead. That's it, right in the street.
Yep.
And to take our guns, you would need that type of police, because the government knows we only have 3 million active duty soldiers in all five branches. And about a little over 1 million of them are actual soldiers. Not like the 88 might, the mechanics, supply, and all that crap. There's only about a little over a million actual soldiers that are active duty. So, and that's what they think. So, unfortunately, but still, we still outnumber them. So, and I don't think there's enough. There is that small percentage of the military who will shoot Americans. They don't care.
Right.
Because that's what they're trying to do. They're pushing CRT right now in the military. So there was a someone who did come forward.
I saw the article on that. Yep.
Yeah. And so that's what they're doing. They're trying to push their agenda onto the military. But here's the thing. You're not going to change the mind of, say, 80% of the military. You're not going to do it.
No.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's not going to happen. Maybe the new recruits, you can force them, but not the ones who've been there forever and a day.
No.
It's just not going to happen. It won't happen. Oh, have you seen the airstrikes on Iraq and Syria? Because Biden said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
I haven't caught up that far yet.
Yeah, he's defending the airstrikes, the retaliatory airstrikes against Iran-linked targets in Iraq and Syria. So the White House has backed efforts to rewrite congressional authorization. So he orders the strikes. Now they get a backpedal and change some shit so they don't get in trouble. But that's just like a Democrat anyway. So, but he's hoping, I guess Biden's trying to pretend to point out that he's actually a president when we know he's not. Let's see. Russian snipers are picking off Ukrainian soldiers. I'm just going to skim through all this real quick. Yeah, so they're still fighting. Let's see. What? Okay. Mike Lindell told the Supreme Court that they need to immediately reinstate Trump and get rid of the communists. So, I'm kind of curious about those audit results for him to make a statement like that. And so, let's see. Oh, U.S. troops came under fire. So, Biden sends those airstrikes and then they shoot back and all that. Oh, yeah, so the Iran-backed militias target U.S. base. So it's kind of backfired. And and that's about it. I guess we'll just save the rest of that news for later. So I figured, why not go over the same shit that's going around, and we need to discuss some things. I'm sure everyone's well aware of what race baiting is. There's quite a few race baiters. Anyone who's a Democrat pretty much is a race baiter, in my opinion. Jesse Jackson. What's the other one? The other,
Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton. He's another race baiter. But the definition by Merriam-Webster is the making of verbal attacks against members of a racial group. And basically, you're picking a fight. And right now, it's all white people, especially white men. Because the more race baiting that they do, it keeps everybody divided, period.
Right.
And
like
if you're fighting,
bullshit.
Yeah, and if you're fighting, you can't unite to stand up against the government. People don't understand and don't want to admit that the government is the one that's doing it. And I get when people, they don't want to admit they were wrong, and I get that. But that's why the left they'll never admit they were wrong. Well, I don't want to say not all, because a lot of people have seen the light and they've been red-pilled, as we put it. They're no longer hooked into the matrix, whatever you want to call it. I swear to God, I'm starting to believe we're in the matrix right now. Okay. There's just too much crap, I swear.
Right.
So just recognize it. And it's gone from just politicians to, and I'm not putting this on one race or the other. And you know who you are. If you're listening, you know who you are. Constantly browbeating a certain race to say that they're this, and this. No, it's all bullshit and you need to stop. So the other thing is critical race theory, or CRT. I don't know if you guys have seen the videos of the teachers in Florida, this one chick. She had an absolute freaking meltdown and made a video and screaming and throwing shit in her house. And she wants to call herself a teacher. And she's white. She's white and wants to say that DeSantis is racist and blah, 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 blah. So critical race theory is an intellectual movement and loosely organized framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is not a natural, biologically grounded feature of physically distinct subgroups of human beings, but a socially constructed category that is used to oppress and exploit people of color. I'm sorry, but culture is culture. Every race has culture. And black people are not oppressed. I am sorry. Black people are even saying that this is bullshit. And to force our children to say, I'm sorry for being white. I'm sorry for being, actually, it's not even Asian, because, yes, there's been Asian hate crime, and it's wrong. All hate crime is wrong. But basically, it's saying that if you're white, you're oppressing everybody, no matter what. But see, here's the thing. You oppress yourself. And I'm not talking about just black people. I'm talking about white people in any other culture or any other race. You oppress yourself. Because I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but a lot of black actors, and I'm talking well-known black actors, they're like, I'm not African-American. I wasn't born in Africa. And a lot of black people who come from Africa come to America and who make something of themselves. They end up with a good job, a house, a vehicle, whatever. And they make something of themselves. Why? Because they were oppressed in Africa. That's why they left Africa. And they come to America. And let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of Africans complaining about how black people in America piss and moan because they play the victim card. Oh, woe is me. I don't have shit. I don't have anything. I live in the slums. Well, that's your own fault. You know, white people do the same thing. And I'm sorry, what they do. You can go to any state that you want to go to. Tennessee, for example, in East Tennessee, they actually have two separate slums, or are the housing projects. One's mostly white, one's mostly black. It's white trash, and I could say that. I'm sorry, it's people who want to live on welfare, who refuse to get off their ass and get a job. And so CRT pretty much, and by this is saying, it's a Marxist-oriented critical theory that may also be viewed as radicalization of early 20th century legal realism, a school of legal philosophy according to which judicial decision-making, they just want to say that because you're black, you're stupid, you can't get ahead because of the white man. And that's crap. But hey, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry. It is. But for you teachers who want to teach this shit, you need to think about it and actually open your mind and actually read what it is. We have no business teaching children from kindergarten to high school to the 12th grade that your race is the reason why you are where you're at in stature in society. I'm sorry, but there's no such thing as white privilege. I don't care what you say. My white privilege ass has a credit score of 543. So if I'm privileged, I like to know where mine's at. I have one vehicle, which I'm lucky it runs, and you guys know where I live, right in the middle of six gangs, Crack Central. We have shootings every day. But if I'm so privileged because I'm white, why don't I live in a big expensive house? Why don't I have hundreds of thousands of dollars in my bank account? Because there's no such thing as white privilege. I'm sorry. What do you guys think? I need to shut up and stop ranting.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I do have to stop ranting because I'm just going to... No, I mean
it's not white privilege. It's rich privilege.
Exactly. But no. There is black privilege. And before anybody says anything, there's black history. And black people, the good black people will tell you the same thing. There's Black History Month, the NAACP, affirmative action, black colleges, United Negro College Fund, BET, television station, and Black History Month.
Okay,
that's
you're right.
Privilege.
Okay, yes, yeah. They do, yes, but they don't see it that way. They think that's owed to them. Not all black people feel this way. Only the brainwashed ones.
I think it's about 75% of the black population is good. You're
yes.
going to and the same thing with white. Don't get me wrong. Every race has their white trash.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody does. But it, you know what? It just seems to be the white people and black people have an issue. You don't see Asians bitching like this. You don't see any other culture or race in the world who act as retarded as these two particular races of people because they're stupid.
But that's because they're being brainwashed. The Democrats have been doing this since the start of the 1776 when you had Democrats. You know, I mean, you've always had one group, the elites, because it started out as the Whigs and the Tories, which is what the parties were when the British came over to America.
Federalists. And the Federalists. That's the Federalists.
Right, and the Federalists. Right.
And the
right,
Whigs.
Those were,
whatever the Whigs
right.
are.
But for the most part, it was Tories and Whigs. The Federalists
yeah.
were not as prominent. But my point is I forget which were the elite, you know, the lords and the commons, so to speak.
Yeah.
But when we became independent, even though they may have wanted to separate from England, they didn't want to lose their status. And those are the ones that became the Democrats.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Everybody wants to piss and moan about America was founded on racism. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, here's the thing. Back when America became America, because America was always here, just not called the United States of America. Okay?
Right.
So back then, it was all older white men. Of course. That's like, you're not going to, there was no black presidents back in the day. There was no women
hey,
who could do shit. And so
wait, there,
it changes.
I just
what?
Saw a video. God, I wish I could remember the name of the book. What the hell was the name of the book? But this guy was saying, it's on page 54. It was before the Civil War. Black people actually could vote. It was in 1870. It was in the South. And this guy was running for mayor or something and was telling the Democrats what they were to do so to be assured of a win. And one of the flyers or whatever showed a gang of white men putting a gun to a black guy's head.
Oh, yes. That's right. I saw that. Yeah. It was true. It was the Democratic Party, and it's called the Black and White History of America. And it showed a black man voting with a white man who had a gun to his head
right.
telling him how to vote.
Right.
Yes.
Because the thing was, it wasn't that black people could not vote. Because remember, not all black Americans were slaves. It was
true.
That white people could only so many of black people counted in order to vote. But free black people were allowed to vote.
Yes, because not all black people were slaves.
Right.
And that's what people – and that's what – see, and here's the thing. This is what – okay. The two categories of – you get your good black people and you get the – you know, the ones who piss them off. You know about everything. But the thing is,
right.
everything changes over time. It evolves. Everything. So, but the thing is, you have to know where you came from to know where you're at now.
Right. And also, think about the Irish. The Irish were slaves. I mean, they called them indentured servants, but they were slaves,
matter,
and
they were
slaves. Treated just as badly.
You know, every culture has been a slave. And you know what? There are some that are still slaves.
Yes.
To this day. And here's the thing. Nobody alive today was a slave in America. Nobody alive today owned a slave. And I'm not
right.
going to apologize for something my family may or may not have done. I don't owe anybody shit. You know, honestly, the only people alive today are the Jews who made it through the Holocaust.
Right.
They're the only ones who anybody owes anything. And see, and you know what? They don't even teach the Holocaust in school. This generation, Gen Z and the second half of millennials, believe it's a lie. They do not believe in the Holocaust. They don't want to be taught. Because, oh, history hurts our feelings. Who cares? It's how you learn. So you don't repeat itself. But guess what? Too late, history's already repeating itself. We're beyond the slippery slope in this country. It's too late.
Yes.
There's no going back. We will never fix America. and that's exactly what they wanted.
But here's the thing, Kim. Okay, fine. We can't fix it to go back. We can only go forward, and I understand
exactly.
that. But we don't have to take the path they want us to take. We can create
exactly.
a new path.
Exactly. But they need to stop this bullshit, freaking, oh, we can't teach the past and blah, blah, blah. You know what? If people in the school, and I think all school boards need to be fired for this shit. For the gay BCs, they're forcing kindergartners, the drag queen hour. No, that's crap. It's crap.
Yeah,
if you cannot
it's disgraceful.
Read, if you cannot read Bible stories or the Quran or any other religious book, then you should not be allowed to have a drag queen. Do I have anything against drag queens? No. That's your life. Stay out of school because it doesn't belong there. Our children should be children. Let them play in the mud. Let them learn what they're supposed to learn. And get rid of that Common Core math crap. Sorry. I know it's got nothing to do with right now.
No. I agree. The thing is that what was the topic we were talking about?
CRT.
Now CRT. See, that's the thing.
Yes.
CRT is only one piece of critical thought. And like this, I saw. Oh, who was it? Not DeSantis. There was this. The guy with the patch on his eye. I forget his name from Texas. He's cute. He's got a patch on his eye.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, right. He's cute. At any rate, he was on the news, and he was saying, it's not that there's a problem with teaching critical thought, but he said the problem is you have somebody up there who is biased, who is presenting it in such a way that you can, there's no debate, there's no talking about it. It's just presented as fact. And he said, and that's where the problem is that you're teaching people, you know, not just kids, but military persons, everybody, you're teaching them that because they're black, they're this, because they're white, they're that. He goes, and that is what's wrong. He says, you know, like that general was talking about, well, I've read Mao or I've read this. And he goes, yeah, it's fine. You read it to learn about what it is, not to take it on. And the books that you're presenting and the speakers that you're having out, that's not what it's about. They're about telling these people that this is what they are. Not the same thing as a discourse.
See, politics has no business being in school until high school.
Right.
When you take political science or that political, you know, there's certain, not all kids take the political science class.
Correct.
That's it. Politics that should not be taught in school, period.
Right.
Politics
it should not be a force. It should
yeah.
not be mandatory. It shouldn't be mandatory.
Yeah.
I agree.
Politics does not belong in Hollywood, nor does it belong in sports. We don't care. You're paid to do a job. You're paid to entertain us. We don't care who you vote for. That should be separate, completely separate. Religion should be separate too. It should. If a child wants to pray in school, let him pray in school. I don't care. If a child wants to read his Bible, read the whatever history, religious book, I don't care. That's your right. So, but that's the thing. And too many adults are trying to push their agenda on our children. And it's ridiculous. Like they're making crochet penises for toddler girls who think they want to be a boy to stick them in their pull-ups. Fucking kidding me. How ridiculous is that crap? 2 5-year-olds. Or younger, actually. The sexualization should not be in school. I did not learn about sex education till the 7th grade, until I hit junior high. I mean, back when I was a kid, you talked about it with your parents, and my mom had to sign a permission slip to even take sex education class in the seventh grade.
Yes.
Because they started teaching it in middle school. Well, I mean, everyone's different. Depends on what you want.
But I'm a liberal mom. I'm a liberal mom, so I had it in the house. But you're right. For school, she had to sign a permission form, and she wouldn't until we were in junior high. Because as liberal as she was, that was her responsibility. That was her place to educate us, not the school.
Now, the only thing they taught us in the sixth grade that I remember, they separated the boys and girls, and it was a health class.
Correct.
They taught the girls about their body and what they're going to be going through, and that was it. That's all you were allowed to talk about. Plain and simple. Why are we sexualizing our children? And now, I will post this because it's disgusting. There is now.
Are you talking about that parade of naked men, some of whom were painted, and then were around children?
No. This is two new flags to go with the LGBTQ. And let me tell you something, if anybody who's in that community wants to argue with me, they're full of shit. Because there are people, there's people as part of that community that are against it, and there's some who want to be inclusive. No, I'm sorry, but pedophiles, no. You will never be culturally accepted by anybody. And it's a pink and blue and a white flag. It's striped, like the LGBT flag. And it's a pale, it's like a baby blue, a light pink, and a white flag.
Yeah.
And there's the rape sexual, where they identify as rape sexual people. And I forgot the color. It's like a brown and whatever color. Let me tell you something. If I see either one of those flags flying, you will get a freedom seed. Especially if I see you doing that shit to a child or anybody else. Because sexual deviance right now in America is, you know what? What country is it overseas that has, that allows pedophilia, where they have a pink light in the window or pink curtains?
Oh, that's one of, is it not Holland? One of those countries over there.
Bobby, do you know?
Not offhand, no, but I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, and it's pretty soon, America's going to be the same way. If we don't put a stop to that shit right now, we're going to be the same way. And there will be no more sex trafficking. There will be no more underground tunnels. It'll be right out in the open.
Did you see that that video that went viral of that black American woman in, I don't know if it's California, but she went into a spa and she had her daughter or something with her, and a man came in stark naked. He was transgender.
No.
Yes, and she went.
It's the Netherlands.
Off.
It's the Netherlands.
Yeah, I said the Netherlands. I did. I said
Germany,
Holland, and Netherlands, somewhere over there.
Oh, no. It's not just the Netherlands. It's the Netherlands, Germany, France, Switzerland, Spain, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and China, and India.
Wait, they allow
all
pedophilia? What's the age of consent?
Okay, hold on. In America, they want to lower the age of consent to 10.
No. Like, my aunt was married at 14.
Hold on.
I mean, back in the day,
that's when
young women got married. As soon as they hit puberty and started their period, they got married at, 13, 14, 15. But they also knew how to run a household, and they didn't usually live past 30 or 40.
True. Yeah. And a lot of – now, I know back in biblical times, the girl, once she becomes a woman – which is 13, 12, 13, whatever, they're allowed to get married. So,
yes.
And she also had to accept the person. This is saying children between 13 and 14, and some are younger.
No, I wouldn't go.
What?
No.
What?
That's disgusting.
No, it is. Yeah, it is. Now, believe it or not, I know we're like way off subject here, but that's okay. Cambodia, I think it's Cambodia or Thailand, have what they call man boys. Or
yes.
Lady men. They're called lady men.
Yes.
They're drag queens. It's what it is.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
Flamboyant as they are here. But yeah, they do. And that's a whole open culture. That's what I'm talking about.
But actually, that's all part of CRT. It actually is part of CRT. It's part of that theory, if you think about it, because they're a minority. They're being penalized. They're being victimized. They're, you know what I mean? So
no, true. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you, for a hate crime, if you purposely hurt somebody because of their race, their culture, their sex, or whatever, then yes, that is a hate crime, and it's wrong. But God forbid, if you're white, it's not a hate crime. You deserve it. And that's why
right.
CRT is wrong. That's why it's wrong. So if you're going to teach it about one culture, you better teach it about all of them. But they're not going to. So, and for anybody who's white, never apologize for being white. I will never, actually I'm vanilla. Or actually I'm a little darker than vanilla, more like light cappuccino, depending on when I get sun. so nobody's white unless you're albino, by the way. So, but yeah. So the next thing I want to cover is cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation, two separate things. Now, a lot of people are being just browbeat to death about this. Oh, white women have no business wearing braids. White women can't do this, or white men, or whatever.
Oh,
well, here's
yes,
the thing.
Cultural appropriation.
Okay. Well, here, let's go with cultural appropriation first. So cultural appropriation is the adoption of an element or elements of one culture or identity by members of another. It's when you take something from another culture and say it's yours, your culture's, okay, and you say, no, that's mine. Or if you mock that particular thing, like Native Americans, they actually make the jade jewelry. They make the ponchos. They knit the ponchos. And they have beautiful, beautiful stuff. Okay. It would be like me going to the Grand Canyon, because I know that's where the Navajo Indians are there. Going and buying their jewelry and saying, I made it, I did it, it's our culture. That's cultural appropriation. Or if I were to buy it and make fun of it and talk shit about it, that's cultural appropriation. So, but here's the thing. I saw somebody make a video about this. So if white women are not allowed to wear braids because it's a black thing, which it's not, because the Egyptians had braids, the Vikings had braids. Who else had braids?
A lot of cultures did.
Yeah.
The Asians
okay.
did, and that going down their back.
Oh, yeah.
It's just,
the Indians, American Indians, they all have braids.
Native Americans.
Oh. Yeah, and then the Asians, a lot of the Asians, the samurais, they had ponytails, they had braids, all of it. Nobody ever assign culture to, like, you know what I'm saying? There's no book on this that says, okay, this culture is allowed to do this, this one's allowed to have this. No, it's all bullshit. Okay? So, but here's the thing. This was brought to someone's attention. So why are black women allowed to wear wigs that are blonde? You don't have black hair or blonde hair. White people do. Puerto Ricans do.
Australian. The Aborigines. The Aborigines have the black skin, and then they have white people hair.
Okay. But do you see what I'm saying? But it's okay for them to have, I'm not saying all black women do this. For the black ones that do wear the blonde wigs, oh, we're allowed to. Why? That's not a cultural appropriation because we're black.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody ever in the history of the world said what culture can have what thing. Now, cultural appreciation, on the other hand, is having something of another culture and enjoying it. That's no different than going to a Mexican restaurant because you like Mexican food. If you try and cook it, that's not appropriation. That's because you like it. It's no different than Italian food or Chinese or any other culture.
Okay, you do. And that's another thing. A lot of cultures use the same freaking ingredients when they're cooking, especially if they're from the same part of the world.
I am getting sick and tired of seeing, you know what, it's a joke. Yeah, I get it, but it's getting old that white people don't know how to season food. Yes, we do. Not okay.
Well,
the
English, I don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. There are spices.
British, their food is kind of bland.
Not anymore, believe it or not. back in the day, don't get me wrong, but believe it or not, people up north, they don't know how to season their food. I lived there for 12 years. They don't season food for shit. They have salt, pepper, and maybe one other spice. That's it.
Well, like you just said, it's not a question of they don't know how. It's what they had available. And
exactly.
Let's face it, England, that part of the world, that didn't really have spices until they discovered India or until they went to India or Marco Polo came back from China.
That's what I'm saying. And then the other one is, now don't get me wrong, I've seen some white people cooking. I swear to God, their cooking privileges need to be taken away. I have seen women put raisins and potato salad. I don't know why. Now, don't get me wrong, regular potato salad does not have raisins. Sweet potato salad has raisins and cinnamon. See? Two different potatoes. I don't know if you guys have seen, and I'm sure you've seen it on TikTok, the video. There's a lot of cooking videos. And I've actually learned a lot of different things I want to try. It's the same couple women that make some disgusting shit, and we've already told them their cooking privileges have been denied.
I think ambrosia is one of the worst things I've ever had.
Now, someone made this ignorant racist remark. Black people invented fried chicken. No, you didn't. So you mean to tell me that from the beginning of time, when people started cooking chicken, that only black people knew how to cook it? What did the other cultures eat? I mean, the preparation may be different. Like we've been saying, it's different in some cultures, how you prepare it. I get this is what's irritating, is why is watermelon, fried chicken, and grape Kool-Aid always associated with black people? And that's wrong. Because I like fried chicken and watermelon. And I really don't care for grape Kool-Aid, though. But you see what I'm saying? It's not. One type of food does not go to one culture. So people need to understand the difference between appropriation and appreciation.
Yes. And I appreciate black people's music and dance. Even if a lot of white people can't move their hips.
Okay. Okay, now that you went on that subject of music, I'm going to tell you something. Today's rap music is crap. Rap is crap.
I don't listen to today's rap music.
I know, it all sucks. Back in the day, I looked this up because I wanted to find out. Back in the day, and I'm talking 50s and 60s, there was two rappers. Two. One was a black woman and one was a black group of guys. And that was it. And that was like that for 20 years.
Yeah, but they
believe
didn't just
not,
do, I mean,
no,
they're
they
also responsible for soul and,
yeah.
And I mean, rhythm and blues. I mean, they can, the black Americans contributed a lot to the American music. I mean, if you to the African American Museum, I hate that name. If you go to that museum, I mean, they go through it all. But I remember, I mean, I remember, and I grew up listening to Count Basie and them. And Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and I can go on. It's just, you know, they contributed so much.
Okay, I need to redo what I just said, okay? The first rapper was in 1971, Gil Scott Heron.
Yes.
He was a black man. Yes, and there was a woman, her name was Queen something or another. But do you know who the next rapper was? Beastie Boys.
Salt and Pepper?
The white group. The Beastie Boys. They came out before.
Oh, the Beastie Boys are considered rappers?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Now, here's the thing. Everybody adds to something. It's like some black people get onto white people. Oh, they're just trying to be black. They just want to be rap. Why? Who cares? And now that some black people want to sing country music, they're giving them hell over it. Why? You did not write that brand of music. You know, everybody adds to everything. That's the difference. And people need to understand that. And so, but back in the 70s and 80s when Run DMC came out and all of them, you could understand what the hell they said. And it wasn't about slap a hoe, slap my bitch in the head, and smack her ass and all this. This is disgusting music today. Look at Cardi B.
Oh, my God, I can't listen to her. Oh, God, she's awful. I love Tom McDonald. Have you heard him? I think Bobby's the one that introduced me to him. He posted his People So Stupid in the Facebook group. I remember that
woke,
now.
There's fake woke, snowflake,
yep.
And
yep.
White boy. But
I bought his last four albums. Now, here's the thing, though. His stuff from before, like from 5 years ago, is awful. It's like today's rapper. It's like the garbage that all the other rappers are singing.
Exactly.
But he changed his life around about four or five years ago, and stepped away from the Hollywood element. He's actually Canadian, but he considers himself American.
See, here's the thing. A lot of rap music is gangster, thug, violence, and killing people. I'm sorry, I don't want to listen to that shit, and I don't want my kids listening to it. Now, don't get me wrong, there is some that's okay. Like, what's his face? He just died, actually. What the hell? Crap. I cannot think of what his name is. He actually acted. He did a bunch of movies, Romeo Must Die, and I cannot think of what his name is. He died of a heart attack, I believe, and he was only 50.
Who?
He died. is a black rapper. I cannot think for the life of me.
Yes, the one that he just died recently after getting COVID vaccine. Yeah, they're trying to say it was the vaccine. His family's like, no, we know he had issues. He said, but they said it was not his heart. They're pretty sure it was COVID, the vaccine. But yes, I mean, there have been rappers that have died because of the drug use and everything. I agree.
But no, what I'm saying is, I will listen to any music that I can understand. And it's not degrading towards men or women. I don't care. Mary J. Blige. Here's the thing. It's appreciating another culture's music.
Yeah.
Now, I love the Temptations, the Four Tops, all of that. I love oldies music. Anything from the 50s, 60s, and I love it. But it's how things have... Look at the way men dressed in the 20s. Straight up. Black men, black boys, white men, white boys. Suits, dress pants, dress shoes. And then look at the way they've gone. Pants hanging down below their butt. 15 sizes too big. I mean, their butt crack hanging out. Nobody cares about that. So... It's yet again.
Maybe they
want to
pretend they're plumbers.
Yeah, I know. So the last few things I want to cover is racism and systemic racism, because that's still a thing. You know, we didn't have racism until Obama became president. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So racism.
We did have some racism, but defined now. I was telling somebody, you know, as an insurance agent, I have a lot of different people. I have one client. She's a black American. She's 88 years old. And we got into a conversation, and she's like, I have no idea what they're talking about. She goes, what racism? You know, it's like, we would love to take these young people from today, I don't care, white or black, and bring them back 50, 60 years ago, then they will see what racial profiling, oppression, or all that stuff looks like. But on the other hand, if you go back 50 years before that, you would see that black Americans lived just as well as white Americans. It wasn't until 1936, when Roosevelt did that bullshit that he did, that things started changing. And even at that, the racism that we saw was not really systemic. It was based in ignorance. And, you know, and then once, they started in the 50s or, in the 40s and 50s with, the kids and the brown, whatever it was, and then you had the civil rights, the Martin Luther King, you know, and you can see, go to the African Museum, and they show the progression of how we conquered racism.
So, honestly, the definition of racism is anything derogatory said about any one race or religion or creed or whatever, and you think you're superior to others. Nowhere
I thought that was bigotry.
Say, huh?
I thought that was bigotry, and racism was the violence or whatever.
Oh, no, racism thinks you're morally superior to any other race. But I hate to say this, there are black people who think they're morally superior to white people.
Oh, yes.
There's white
people
that think the same way. Now, I hate to say this, and I'm going to bust everybody's damn bubble. Guess what? Asians are freaking 10 times smarter than white people and black people and Mexicans and Hispanics. You know why?
And
because they pride themselves on intelligence. They can't drive worth a shit, but They pride themselves from birth to start teaching their children.
Right.
But you know what? America does not.
No.
And that's a shame. So, and I hate to, and no, don't get me wrong. Yes, there's every culture's got smart people. But, yeah. And if you haven't noticed that India, their doctors are very smart. Because mm-hmm. what happens is when you, it depends on the caste that you're born in. Depends on what your job's going to be. But see, in America, we don't have that.
No.
And I don't understand, I cannot grasp why people are so stupid to think America is racist. The American flag is racist. You know, people don't even understand what the colors mean in the American flag. So it doesn't make any sense.
No, because they don't learn it anymore. They don't teach respect for America. They don't teach not just respect, but they don't teach what America means to them. Do you know what? Does that make
yeah.
sense? This critical race theory. Like, look at that Olympic person who turned her back for the anthem.
I was going to talk
right.
about that too.
But that's because of critical race theory, because you know, and they hate America. But the Olympics was created to bring people together to represent their country.
Exactly. Politics have no business in any of that. And
no, actually, they were created to get rid of politics and war. If there was a war, the wars stopped every 4 years. The wars stopped, and they went to whatever country, usually it was Greece or Rome, where they were being held. And most of them were practically naked in order to show that they had no weapons.
Megan Rapinoe, that bitch friggin' who took over Victoria's Secret and, yeah,
oh.
whatever. That woman's buzz. You know what? Sandra Bernhardt is not as ugly as Megan Rapinoe. Okay, Sandra Bernhardt.
My mom used to call me Sarah Bernhardt.
If you're going to represent a country, you better stand up for your anthem and your flag. And if you,
yes.
if you even turn your back like she did, and the BMX biker, she said she can't wait so she could burn the American flag. Your punk ass better be kicked off the Olympics and never, ever, ever allowed to partake in the Olympics. Ever.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
I agree 100%.
If you hate America so bad, get the hell out. We don't want you here, and we don't need you here. I will buy you a damn plane ticket. You could go with any country you want to go to, and your happy ass can stay there and see how people like you over there. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
How?
No, no. It's just frustrating. It's really, really frustrating, you know, when I see these young people. And, you know, I feel sorry for them because, you know, it's really not their fault if you think about it, because they've been brainwashed for so long. And the earlier you catch a person and you start brainwashing them, the more difficult it is and the longer it takes to deprogram them.
That's why they're starting in kindergarten. Hatred and racism is taught. It's not a learned behavior. It is taught. Because you look at little children, they don't see color.
No.
They don't. You know,
and it's sad. I am just, it's such a disgrace.
See, here's
you
the
know.
Thing. If you hate America, you have no business being a politician. You have no,
no.
business being in a sports team. You have no business being in the Olympics. And you have no business teaching children, or actually teaching in colleges, for that matter. You just need to find a cave and sit in it till the day you die. Honest to God. I'm sorry. That's harsh. Too bad.
Yeah.
If you hate the country you live in, you have no business on anything that regards our country. Oh, by the way, have you seen the new American flag? They've already made
it. What new American flag?
Oh, they've already made it. It's yellow and white stripes.
What?
And for the star.
Wait. Who made this new flag?
Listen, it hasn't been. This is what they want to be the new American flag. Hold on.
I'm assuming that's something we would have to vote on.
Does it really matter? Does it really matter? I saw somewhere. Well, everybody knows what the stars are. It's one for every state. Okay.
Yes.
And Macy Gray, by the way, is the one who proposed the new flag. So I'm trying to. Where is it at? Hold on a second. What I'm looking for is what the colors mean. Because the colors do mean something. The brand new American flag features a green and red color scheme. It meant to symbolize Islam and socialism. Respectively,
what?
The red portion. Yeah. The red portion sports a Soviet hammer and sickle and six French fleur-de-lis representing the six important states of California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Hawaii. Yeah, Obama made that flag.
But
it'll never be changed because I tell you what, you will have a revolt in a half.
I want Trump back.
Yeah, I know. Red symbolizes strength and valor. White symbolizes purity and innocence. And blue symbolizes vigilance, perseverance, and justice. That's what it means. How the freaking hell is that racist? To me, that's progression. That's progressing forward. We freaking fought to be free. And see, I just can't grasp how they say that's racist.
Socialism is putting yourself in slavery again, or indentured servitude if you don't like the word slavery. Because in socialism, you are indentured to the government. Because like people keep saying, you will own nothing. You won't own the food on your plate, the roof over your head, the clothes on your back. You won't own anything. You will have only what the government gives you, unless, of course, you're an elite.
Soylent Green. Let me see. What was it? Because I know she wrote. Oh, Macy Gray is 53. She's a has-been. I'm sorry, I'm 50, but I'm not a has-been.
I don't even know who she is. I've never heard of her.
She used to sing back in the day. Now she's irrelevant.
What kind of music did she sing?
Crap, I can't even think. Like, not R&B, but...
See, now I grew up with, you know, ELO, The Temptations, Kool and the Gang. I can see Tina Turner, Steely Dan. Pink Floyd. Rappers. There was a guy, Bus Stop. He did, I forget his name. I think that was the guy you mentioned. That was one of the first rapping songs. I don't know if you know that one or not.
Yeah.
Then there was Salt and Pepper. There was MC Hammer. I like rap if I can understand the words and they're not foul and degrading and violent. You know, because when I listen to music, I want to be able to sing or dance or relax.
Oh, I know. I cannot find it. All I know is that she said it should be, there's a yellow and white stripes and then some goofy ass friggin' picture on it where the stars should go. But yeah, it'd be over my dead body and I don't care. No, you're not changing the national anthem and you're not changing our American flag.
No.
Sorry.
And did you hear, did I share that article with you about what they're doing to get around the Second Amendment with and veterans being able to shoot?
No.
Well, at any rate, but CRT, they're brainwashing our military. But even that guy with the, I wish I could remember his name, he was saying that in actuality, minorities are concerned more than the white people are about it. They're affected more. And not because they think they're victims, but they're feeling betrayed. Or I forget what the terminology he used, but a lot of the whistleblowing stuff that's coming is from minorities.
Yeah. So here it is. I found it. There's a petition. They need 2 million signatures and they have, they need 1.1 million signatures and they got 1.5.
For what?
To change the American flag.
You're saying they need less than 1% of the, so you're saying that the whole American population has no say?
No,
they only need
1.5
million?
Listen, yes, that's what they have. I think the petition is to say we need to change it. I'm sorry, you got 328 million other people who would tell you to shove that freaking flag up your ass.
Yeah, and how many states is that signed it? I mean, I would imagine that you have to have so many million from each state.
Hold on. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm putting it on the national page, and you can look and laugh at what
I'm on Telegram. Remember, I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, no, it's on Telegram. There it is. I just sent it to you. It's some goofy app. Friggin', I should do not. Let me taste
it. And what the hell is that in the black? It looks like a guy with a long nose and buck teeth.
Buck teeth? That's Gen Z.
What?
Yes. Our flag, this is what they say.
Gen Z pictures themselves with big ears, a lying long nose, and buck teeth.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what, read this article. This is what these morons under 25 think about our flag. Our flag is outdated.
Oh,
doesn't portray a good message. Frankly, it's ugly looking. Gen Z has developed this prototype for our flag as we drive or dive into our future of the United States. As you can tell, the blue
and this is coming from the White House?
No. This is coming from these morons, this generation and Macy Gray.
Oh, okay.
But listen.
This is started the petition to the White House.
Yeah. But listen, the black represent the BLM. The stars have been replaced with the icon of our generation, the Manny, who symbolizes unity, justice, and being unproblematic.
Right.
The red stripes have been replaced with yellow stripes to symbolize happiness, positivity, clarity, energy, optimism, enlightenment, remembrance, and intellect. And the white's white, and they have no friggin' other whatever. But anywho, I hate to be the one to tell them this, but Gen Z, You're a bunch of Tide Pod eating, condom snorting, eat out of a toilet. The reason why warning labels have been everywhere. You're a problem child. I'm sorry. Okay, now don't get me wrong. Not all of Gen Z is like this. Okay? Some of you idiots think if you put jet fuel in a car, it'll fly. That's what that thing stands for. But it'll never happen. It will never happen.
Right.
Ever. I'm trying to see who can... Okay, can the flag of the United States be changed? I'm going to see what has to happen, because I'll be damned. No, I'm not doing this stupid thing. Well, no, I can't find it. Everything I look, everything I try to find, I get blocked out of it. Fuck Google. So, by the way, yes, I can have some controversial subjects. Sorry.
Who said you couldn't?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm trying to find. Okay. See, I keep getting kicked. I cannot look it up. Freaking Google will not let me.
Try Brave or DuckDuck.
Hold on. All right, yeah, I'm going to have to go because Google will not let me look up who can change the American flag, can I change the American, all of that. So I'm going to try a different search engine because I want to see what the process is. To do something like that. Let's see. Bobby, you're awful quiet. Is she on call?
Listening. Just
okay.
Listening.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, they lied. Okay, U.S. code, I don't know what the hell that thing is. No disrespect should be shown to the flag of the United States. Let's see. Well, that's just the flag code. I'm trying to find what it would take. They want to make the American flag the pride flag. 10,000 people
the
have signed
flag?
A petition. The pride flag. Oh, yeah. They're so desperate. Yep. Flag. Damn it. I mean, freaking. Yeah. They said it would be too expensive to change it. Yeah, there's been a petition. It says more than 10,000 people have signed a petition to change the American flag to a rainbow flag. Yeah. I will fly my American flag to the day I die. Etiquette. It does not say... Yeah. Well, the Pentagon will not change policy to allow the Pride flag to be the American flag. It would have to go through Congress and the Senate, and people would have to vote on it in order to get the American flag changed.
It would what?
They can't. In order to change the American flag, one, it has to be a bill, Same thing as anything else.
Yes.
And it has to be voted on.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah. You can't just, you can probably have one made, be retarded and all you want. But if I buy one, I will burn it just to burn it. Trust me. Yeah, I can't. It doesn't say anything. It just says do's and don'ts, how to dispose of a worn-out flag. They're trying to add a 51st star, probably for Puerto Rico. And see, that's what they want. The Democrats want Puerto Rico to become a 51st. The 51st state.
And Washington. But here's the thing. Most Puerto Ricans don't want to become a state.
I know. I would laugh. You know why? Because Puerto Ricans would become Republican anyway. But,
yes,
that's it. That's all I got on race theories and bullshit stuff and things like that. But this whole Obama bullshit, that crap don't work for me. And everyone saw his, you know, his change. You know how he put the O for the stars and the red stripes? That was for his stupid ass thing. But yeah. Oh, so Obama's the one who violated the flag code.
Violated the what?
The flag code, the U.S. flag code during his campaign. Yes, he did. He violated. You cannot change the American flag. He violated the U.S. flag code.
What did he do to
and
it?
Then he, you remember his campaign? His
no,
campaign?
Not really.
You don't remember it? It was... he made the red and white stripes look like it was painted, and the O for Obama was the 51 of the 50 stars.
Oh,
but he made
it yes, now I remember. Yes, yes, yes. Now I remember.
Yeah, but he erased the flag code. Well, we still have a flag code, so. But and, oh, that was the other thing. People are so stupid because you know how we have American flag on shirts, shorts, bathing suits, hats, and pens. And
right.
Okay, here's the thing about the U.S. flag code. You cannot take a real American flag and change it into clothing. You can't cut up the American flag and make it into a bandana. You can't...
Yes.
But you can make a T-shirt to look like the American flag because it was never an American flag.
Correct.
What the thing, and that's why they're having a hissy fit over the thin blue line and the military. I have the one with the blue, the green, and the red stripe. That was not an American flag. They did not paint that. They didn't dye it. They made it because that supports those. You can't take an actual American flag and convert it to what you want, one that's already made into an American flag. See, that's what people are, they're just not grasping that concept. But yes,
right.
You can. You can make an item look like an American flag because it was never an actual flag. So,
right.
But that is all. Ah, I got nothing else. Where'd Lorna go? Did she fall asleep?
Yeah, she got off. She's getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, okay. I figured that. I mean, she's got to get up at the ass crack of dawn. The God, it's early. God, I hated that. friggin', oh, I hated that. that just getting up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning crap.
I'm just really the CRT stuff is a concern. And you know, I'm seeing it more and more in people that I never expected to see it in.
No, I know. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys have heard. You know, New York, they're trying their hardest to pursue charging Trump with all kinds of bullshit things. Trump's attorneys.
Well, I'm listening.
They went to court today, and they're like, no, you can't. They did nothing wrong. So no charges were brought up against, were announced today. They're still trying to indict the Trump Organization and Trump.
But they don't have anything.
I know they don't. But that's the whole point. They're trying to discredit Trump so bad. It's disgusting. And two of his, Alan Weisberg, they're trying to threaten him with indictments that he'll go to jail or go to prison. And so now he's lying.
Yeah, but they want to use that to get him to testify against Trump.
Yeah, because they're threatening him, and that's against the law. You can't do that.
Well, what they want to charge him with, do you know what they want to charge him with? It's some bullshit charges. It's about how he, you know, it was about like, you know, the benefits, like getting a car or using an apartment or, you know, giving money to the kids to go to college or something and not paying taxes on it. It's like getting bonuses and not paying taxes type of thing. It happens all the time. Very rarely are people charged with anything. And if they get caught and charged, it's a slap on the wrist and they got to pay a fine.
But
so
here's
this
the
is
thing.
Bullshit.
Here's the thing. If they're trying so he cannot come back into the White House. That's why they're doing this. And people are so stupid. Oh my God, CNN said it. It's got to be true. No.
His being charged won't prevent him from coming back. That's first off. Secondly, even if by some off-the-wall chance he's found guilty of a misdemeanor, it's not going to affect his going back to the White House.
Well,
so,
here's the thing. It's not
going to
stick. It's not going to stick.
No.
And, I think Trump needs to sue the state of New York for harassment, straight up. But Dan Crenshaw is the one you were talking about.
Yes.
Very
cute.
He's calling for Gwen Berry to be removed from the U.S. Olympic team.
Good.
He's asking that she be removed. Oh, in Arizona, the attorney general, she was just now stripped of all of her duties.
Yes, I heard. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's fake news or what, but they're saying that the Arizona Senate has decided to take their break and not come back until 2022.
Yep, they said tough shit.
Now, first of all, one of the senators came on and said that they're planning on finishing this. Even if they go on break, they will come back. So the thing is supposedly they're going to come out with the information this week, and they don't go into vacation, I think, until the end of the week. But here's another thing, is the Arizona people paid the majority of the fee to those ninjas. The ninjas have all the information. The people can demand.
Trump hasn't paid for any of this shit.
Yeah, right. The people can demand that they get that information from the ninjas, because they may, they don't need the Senate to explain it to them.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if I can flick through any more, because all the news keeps changing. and then they took they stripped Rudy Giuliani of his law license in New York because of
last
him.
Week.
You can't. That's bullshit. You
know
what? And all honesty,
I know that.
In all honesty, New York and California just need to sink into the ocean. Straight up, the two most worthless states in all of the United States.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm from New York, and I'm just so disappointed in what's going on there.
Oh, yeah, I guess it just happened.
What?
5 hours ago. The Manhattan DA is not charging Trump with anything.
Oh, yes, I saw that. When you mentioned about not charging him, I thought you were referring to that article.
Oh, no, I just, because it keeps changing, like I said. So it says, they do not currently plan on charging the Trump Organization with crimes related to allegations of hush money payments. So,
right.
So drop the shit, okay? That's all I got to say. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
It is.
I just can't believe that how obsessed people are with hating Trump.
What do they call it? Trump derangement syndrome, TDS?
Yeah, TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. Have you seen the articles where they're finding all of the remains of all these people all over in different countries?
Yes.
They found 20 remains of 20 people found in the Turks and Caicos Islands. They found 500 indigenous people in Canada, children.
Yep.
Two
different schools, children.
Yeah. Oh, so, and here's something new, because this wasn't here a little while ago. Japan's minister says that it's time to wake up and protect Taiwan. So,
I agree.
This is saying that Japan's duty defense minister on Monday, today, warned of the growing threat that was posed by Chinese and Russian collaboration. Let's see. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to pronounce his name because I'd butcher it. But I know China said that the U.S. better not step in and protect Taiwan. Well, I guess Japan's going to. And guess what? We back Japan. Guess what? Can't get it one way. We'll get it another way. But
they want a war. They want it badly.
And freaking Biden's trying to pick a fight with Iran and Syria. He's a dumbass.
I know. What? I don't know. And Iraq. Iraq and Syria. See, I have a couple of friends in the that are in the Syrian military that I play a game with, and they're like, they don't understand. They're fighting the Taliban, which are bad guys. So why are they being attacked? They need help, not to be attacked themselves. And the Russians are helping them against the Taliban, who, you know, are being supplied by the Iraqs and the Iranians. And it's a whole hot mess over there. You know, and the innocent civilians in all three of those countries are the ones that are suffering. The terrorists don't give a shit.
Oh, I know. Who cares about God? Well, shit. They're all the same. Nothing's changed. I was trying to find some more news. I don't know. I don't know what to expect anymore with.
Did you hear about the heat things over on the West Coast? They've had record high temperatures, like 112 and 120 in Hawaii, California, Oregon, and Washington.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know.
On top of the drought.
Did you see in, what state was it? See over here, it's on the east, Detroit. There was so much rain, the highway, it happened almost instantaneously. The water's coming up from the sewer drain and flooded the whole damn highway. And people were so
that.
And then, then someone made the comment, are you sure they're not flooding it like they did the DC tunnel? But they're getting an ass load of rain, all of those states, and we got torrential downpours. I mean, it's just weather's changing rapidly.
Well, they're saying it's not natural.
It's not.
You know, conspiracy theory. You know, it's man-made.
There's no conspiracy about it. There's no conspiracy about it.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
But,
here, let's just
but
go
we're
ahead
the
and do
crazy.
That.
We're the gotta remember we're the crazy conspiracy theorists. So, of course, we know it's real, and in 6 to 12 months, we will be proven that it's real.
Okay.
Just like with COVID and the vaccine.
Not here. It is. I'm going to. What is HARP? Okay, not the harp that you play, okay?
I know what you mean.
No, I'm just anyone who's listening. It's geoengineering. HARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP. It's a geophysical weapon so powerful, it's a weapon of mass destruction. It's only one among many installations across the globe's super darn highways, what they call it. An array of high-frequency radars now covering most of the northern and southern hemisphere.
I think they used something like that on that building in Florida.
Okay. So here's the deal. The blizzard in Texas. The hail that looked like COVID, the ice was like a golf ball with spikes.
Yeah.
And it looked exactly like a COVID cell. All this erratic weather that we're having, they're saying it's HARP, but they're not saying it's HARP. You see what I'm saying? People are saying,
No,
HARP was shut down. My ass. HARP was not shut
down.
No,
it wasn't.
No. So it's been a secret due to national security. It was funded by the Air Force and the Navy and the University of Alaska. And it was said to have been shut down in, 2014, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the U.S. military slated goal of achieving full spectrum or dominance by the year 2020.
Hmm.
So, yeah, but I'm on a NASA website. That's where I'm getting all this information from.
Well, even NASA went woke, so.
Well, I don't know, but this is all, they're telling you exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The EU
HARP
states.
Is,
huh?
I said HARP is not good.
No, it's not. And so. Right along with HARP, and then you have, and I kid you not, the
blue beam, the hologram.
Yeah, blue beam project. I've been hearing a lot about that. And so, let me get the official site for blue beam. Come on. Get up here. Okay. Well, that didn't do me a damn bit of good. It's just showing pictures. See, Lorna missed out. Hold on a second. Sorry. I'm trying to find it. When it comes up, there's like 400,000 articles on it. Oh, and you'll know also that there was something that came out that China or Russia or any of those countries have developed spacecraft to make it look like alien ships to fly around to spy on us, and that's where they're saying the UFOs are. Yeah, it's a crock of shit. So there's four stages. Engineered earthquakes to produce archaeological findings, holographic images in the clouds, telepathic communication, and electronic provision of supernatural manifestations. So people are seeing all these blue lights in the sky, mostly at night, and it looks like a beam, but they're multiple little dots. I mean, so they're saying, this is what the Blue Beam website says. So basically what they're saying is they're being informed that they're going to be a lot of earthquakes in diverse places. Damn it. Got gunshots. Sorry. It's where I live. Kansas, for one thing, especially in East Kansas where I'm at. We've had, I told you, Bobby, and I forgot what the hell it was. A couple hundred earthquakes in 1 year. We don't have a major fault line in Kansas, but we're having earthquakes from Oklahoma all the way up to Nebraska. And they're pretty decent size.
You don't have major ones, but you do have them.
Yeah. Okay. The biggest one we had was a 4.2. And that was this year. In a matter of 3 days, we had 7 earthquakes. And get this, all 7 earthquakes came from the same exact spot.
Oh, that's man-made.
Exactly. And you know where they were at? Underneath military, where it's a military property. It's not the Air Force Base, and it's not Fort Riley. It's the two plane companies. I cannot think for life of me what it's called. Spirit Airlines and the other one who make they're the small jets. Who makes the small jets? Not Lear.
JetBlue?
No. They make the small little personal jet. It's not Lear jet. It's another type. But they make.
Oh, I don't know.
And so Spirit. Where they make the plane, Spirit, and then there's another one, and then there's more military property. That's where all the earthquakes, the epicenters were at. Yes, Cessna. Cessna's here. And, but yeah, all 7 of those earthquakes within a couple of days originated from that little area, which is north. Well, I'm not saying north. Yes. Well, on the other side of downtown. And we did feel it. And they range from 2.5 to 3.7. One of them was a 4.2. So they're full of crap. They were man-made. So there was, and this is what they're saying, according, there was a 25 to 30% increase in the number of significant earthquakes. Associated with the slowdown of Earth's rotation. Remember we had this, we talked about
right.
The geomagnetic and the pole switch changing because because Earth is changing axis so fast and the Earth is slowing down. I know it's the time of year, whatever. It's going to cause more earthquakes. So, and there's, so there's an article that indicates humans through an experimental geothermal plant caused the second worst earthquake in history in South Korea. pushing thousands of gallons of water beneath the Earth's surface, pulling the heat to convert into electricity, and resulting byproduct is earthquakes. Like a 3.4 in Switzerland. I mean, this whole thing talks about the Blue Beam, Project Blue Beam.
Well, they said we're having a lot of earthquakes and volcano eruptions this year, even more than usual.
Yes. And now Yellowstone has a second caldera bigger than L.A. So if that goes, we're screwed, especially if the second one merges with the original one. We're done. We're dead. We're in a nuclear winter, or whatever you want to call it. Not nuclear winter, but
if,
you know what I'm talking about.
From the ash.
A new ice age.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to cause a new ice age is what it's going to cause. But,
well,
yeah, temps will drop.
You know what?
I can't think.
I'm not. I don't care. I'm not pan. God wins. That's what I just, God already won. I'm just waiting to be 15'd up. That's all. You know, I'm like,
beat me
up.
Beat me. That's what I'm waiting. That's what I don't care.
Like, beat me up,
care.
Scotty. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
You know,
here's the thing. We were talking about what if they start going door to door, demanding you get a vaccine, demanding you hand over your gun.
Oh, they already are in New Jersey. They already are in New Jersey.
What I'm saying is, if they did it here, okay, I don't care. I know where I'm going. I will take out as many of them as I can. I do not care. I'm not giving up my guns. I'm not taking that vaccine.
No.
So I don't care. I don't care if it's a handful.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I'm going away on July 8th. And, you know, people like, well, you know, something's going to happen. I'm like, well, it either better happen before I leave or after I get back. I'm concerned and I'm prepping and, you know, I'm as ready as I can be. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop living life.
No, I'm not living in fear.
We can't stop living life.
No, I won't live in fear. And that's exactly what they want.
Now I have to admit, I'm not going up to Michigan and Wisconsin to see those friends because, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid if somebody tries to hurt me and I shoot them, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to a red state.
Self-defense.
I'm going to go visit. I have friends in red states.
At Trump's rally he had in Ohio. Get this, the police that were there at Trump's rally said, if you have anything that has Q on it, you are not allowed into the rally.
Was it the police that said that or Trump's people that said that because they didn't want Antifa and BLM sneaking in?
No, it was the cops.
All right.
It was the cops, yeah. And so they made the kids like, I'm not taking my shirt off. I'll just turn it inside out. And that's what he did.
Right. There was a woman that did it too.
Why are they so scared? I mean, look, I fell for that. You know what? I bought into a lot of the Q shit. And I'm not listening to it anymore. I don't care. You know, whatever. It is what it is, and you know what? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So.
Well, the rooms that I'm in for the Anons, some of them do Q, some of them don't. I don't really pay much attention to the Q stuff, but the ones that I'm in, they're all about God. It's like Q doesn't matter, Trump doesn't matter. You know, this is a war of good against evil. I'm not saying they don't, you know, post the Q stuff or talk about it, but that's just, you know, one thing. At the end of the day, their main focus is the children, the trafficked children, the pedophilia. And I'm sorry, but if you take Q out of the equation and look at everything else that the Anons stand for, who can – who has goodness in their heart, can say that they don't support that stuff? Just take Q out. Everything else, any conservative can get with.
You don't have to be religious to know good versus evil. And
versus
that's exactly
evil. Exactly.
Yes. I have atheist friends who are Republicans. They're conservatives.
Yes, me
they
too.
Know the
I'm pagans. I have friends who are pagans, Muslims.
Yep. So this is not Republican versus Democrat. It's not
it's good versus evil.
Yeah, straight up.
There are still good Democrats.
Oh, yes, there are.
There are still good liberals. We cannot condemn the whole because of the part.
No. Yeah, and there's no good snowflake. There's no good Antifa or BLM. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, no. Well, that's something totally different. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
3 minutes.
On.
Go ahead. To keep a track.
All righty. Thanks again for another great show, Kim. Maria, thank you for participating as usual.
Yeah, very informative.
And just like to say goodnight to y'all and God bless America. God bless our troops, first responders, veterans, our children, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.